Well, they're a big multinational company with a huge network, and the fact that they have identified the Port of Darwin as a worthwhile investment, I think, is a huge vote of confidence for Northern Australia, the Northern Territory, and Darwin in particular, to be a hub for servicing Asia going forward.
For you, I guess, what's a wish list in terms of how these new managers will assist the live cattle trade?
Well, Matt, we've had a good working cooperative relationship with the Darwin Port Corporation, and we don't expect a lot to change immediately. Obviously, that level of investment, they'll be looking for efficiencies and ways to improve. And as long as we can continue to have good access to berthing spots to get cattle away quickly, that's as much as we can ask for, I think, at this stage.
Mm. Have you got any understanding of what landbridge leasing the port might mean for pricing and pricing structures?
At this stage, we don't have any indication, but we certainly will meet with the new administration team or managers shortly and discuss those sort of things.
A lot of talkback callers and comments on Facebook about this story. I guess you could say that a lot of concerns about the port now being run by a Chinese company. Does the NTLEA share any of those concerns?
No, I think a lot of major investment in the Northern Territory has been from foreign businesses, families, and so on over the last 100 years, and it's a lease arrangement. Its primary objective is servicing Asia and Southeast Asia, so I don't see there being a concern.
Given the Territory's cattle industry would like to one day ship cattle to China, could this be a benefit?
I think the obstacles that are stopping the trade at the moment will, as they ironed out, work out whether the trade will go ahead. I don't see Chinese ownership or co-ownership as a benefit or a hindrance.
Okay. And just before I let you go, the news this week that feeder steers to Indonesia are getting up to $3.40 a kilo. Good news for the cattle producers, but how about your members, the exporters? How are they faring in all this?
You're right, that is fantastic news if you're a producer and you've got some handy feeder cattle that meet the specs. But I think a lot of those really high prices we're seeing are just load fillers. Like cattle, a lot of cattle have been pre-bought and tucked away on the floodplain or put on a gist or waiting delivery. And exporters are looking for numbers to just complete loads. You know, it's very, very hard to load a boat with cattle that are $3.40 a kilo landed Darwin. So, these numbers are certainly phenomenal, but unsustainable.
So if I see a ship heading off to Indonesia tomorrow, chances are it's just a small part of the shipment that's got that really top dollar.
Yeah, I think so, because we've got to be careful. It's great for industry and our local producers to be getting those high prices, but we've got to be mindful at the other end. There is a critical price point where the consumer can no longer afford our product, and we just have to be careful that we don't get too excited and run away and forget that we have to sell this product at the other end at some stage.
Mm. Hey, Stuart Kemp, really appreciate your time on the Country Hour today. Thanks.
No worries, mate.